A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Move on to transfer topics now. There's been a pretty big one doing rounds over the weekend, really. And it kind of comes under what you've spoken about recently in terms of contracts and stuff like that. They kind of marry up together because Victor Romano reported that Real Madrid were monitoring the situation revolving around Trent Alexander-Arnold. And that is in large part due to the fact he's out of contract in 2025, really. And we've spoken about contracts in recent weeks, of course we have. And I think it's fair to say, you know, we know about Michael Edwards being back in situ now, and we know about the soon to be sporting director and Richard Hughes, but it does feel like these rumblings are happening because there isn't new contracts on the table for them. And this type of story shouldn't come as a surprise, because when you've got somebody of the calibre and the ilk of Trent, and he is out of contract in nigh on 12 months, it does bring it all into sharper focus ever so slightly. The clubs of the manner and the calibre of Real Madrid will be sniffing around these types of situations.
I mean, Trent has Real Madrid the signing, as you could imagine, really. If you look at what they've been doing over the last few years, of the side they've been assembling, the players they've been buying, why wouldn't they like Trent? I think that's urgent. I mean, it's on the agenda here, urgent. That's it now, isn't it? It's become, and the longer it goes on, of course, it leaves the room for these kind of things. And, you know, if it was to be a case, I don't think it will be, and I don't think it is, but if it was to be a case of Trent saying, I'm not signing a new contract, then this is the summer that you're going to have to do something about it. I don't think it's the same as necessarily as Salah or in the past Firmino or players like that, where you go, do you know what, I think we can let them leave on a free. I think Trent, the age of him and the sort of the value that he would have, I think you'd have to sell him if he didn't want to sign a contract. But having said that, I think he will sign a contract. I think now that the people are in place, you can sort of understand why it's been allowed to get to this stage a little bit. I'd still rather it didn't, but you can sort of understand if you haven't got the hierarchy in place. And obviously, there's obviously been some doubts about the manager, which have come to fruition now. Now that you've got the people in place and that partnership in particular, like you mentioned, of Michael Edwards, Richard Hughes, you would expect the phone to be ringing, really. I would expect Tyler to be picking up his phone and getting an offer from Liverpool. And I think, you know, you couldn't say, oh, why would Trent want to go to Real Madrid? Because
Real Madrid.
Yeah. But at the same time, you would also be saying, well, Liverpool have done nothing but amplify Trent and make him more important and more a part of their club and their future and a leader and a symbol. You know, they've promoted him to vice captaincy with the eye on him, obviously taking over from Van Dijk as the captain. He's the central hub, really, tactically, of the team, hasn't he? Or he has been. Of course, he's had his injury problems this year. But I think I don't feel like Trent could have too much complaints about what's been going on at Liverpool. He might have some questions about who's going to be the next manager and whatever else, but I think everything that Liverpool have done points to a future with Trent very much at the centre of it, and might literally be at the centre of it. Maybe that might be part of the conversations as we, you know, can I play in midfield? I think he'll stay, obviously. I think Liverpool get the deal done, but of course, no surprise to hear Real Madrid are monitoring a situation like that, and I don't imagine they'll be the only club.
No, definitely not. No, but you kind of alluded to it there in not so many words. You think Liverpool will be relatively relaxed about the situation surrounding Trent?
I think it's hard to say relaxed because it's the time aspect of
the minute
it.
You get towards 12 months,
I've not heard. Look, put it this way, I think it's quite significant that we're not hearing stories that Trent's frustrated with Liverpool or that he's what, you know, wants X and he's only getting this, or he, you know, he's sort of annoyed by the length of time it's taken. And we have heard, though, you know, Salah, there was a lot of rumours around Salah when he was going through his contract. I remember Jordan Henderson, when he got his contract, there was all of a sudden a story that, oh, you know, he's willing to walk away, and lo and behold, the contract comes. I think it's quite telling that that's not the case. It doesn't feel like, I think there must be an understanding on Trent's part that, look, who do you want to speak to, you know, like, about this? Now that's in place, I think we should expect Liverpool to sort of make their progress in that. And let's not forget, we're talking about, it's unusual to get to this stage, but Salah got to, I think it was the 1st of June, I think he signed his contract. Might have been even the 1st of July. Of the last year of his contract. So, you know, it doesn't have to be sorted by the end of the season. It doesn't have to be sorted by the transfer window. As long as it's getting sorted, I think you can be okay about it. I think it will be sorted. I think by the time the summer comes, I think Trent will have signed a contract to stay in Liverpool.
Okay, hopefully, yeah. It's definitely not unheard of to rumble onto this sort of stage within the final bit of his deal.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Talk of sort of talismanic figures at Liverpool. You mentioned it there, Virgil van Dijk and Salah. I mean, you don't really get much more talismanic. And that sort of, again, it highlights the urgency of the situation, because we're not just talking about three run-of-the-mill, not that any Liverpool footballers are run-of-the-mill, but they're just three normal footballers. It's Virgil van Dijk, Mohamed Salah, Trent Alexander-Arnold. But on van Dijk and Salah, those situations don't feel quite as cut and dry to me as I felt. I mean, van Dijk's come out recently and said he's more than happy to stay. He's just been named captain. You mentioned vice captaincy for Trent, but doesn't feel as simple.
I don't know. I don't see an issue with Van Dijk. I think you can make a. I don't know. The length of the contract will be obviously different to Trent. You know, I imagine Trent be signing a 4 or 5 year deal. I don't expect Van Dijk to get that at 32, 33 in the summer, is he?
Yeah.
But I think you can be safe to say, if you add Van Dijk for the next, if you add the two on to his deal, I think you could be safe in the assumption that Van Dijk will still be useful. More than useful in the last year of that contract, you know, even just for his aerial ability and his leadership, and you know, he's still an elite centre back. Now, I don't see any reason why he won't be. You know, he plays a lot of games. He's had one injury, one muscle injury, and obviously an impact injury in his Liverpool career. Other than that, he's played. And he's, you know, plays now. I think he's played 90 minutes of every league game this season, bar the red card. So he's not missed a game, anything through injury. And so I think that feeds into him being worth a new contract. I think Salah's obviously different in the sense of, I think there's a greater market for him potentially. There's greater risk of interest from elsewhere and an offer that might be sort of worth considering. Obviously, I think he's another one, really. His fitness record's unbelievable, but then you start seeing he gets a couple of muscle injuries. Does that tip the balance in the, you know, is that going to be a more regular thing? We saw it with a few players. Firmino would be an example of that, as he got to a certain, you know, Firmino was indestructible for a few years and then all of a sudden he got niggle, and he'd miss a few games every season. I don't personally think Salah will be that, but I think that makes it a little bit more difficult. And of course the figures probably as well around Salah. I mean, he was the most expensive player with contract in Liverpool's history last time he signed. I don't imagine he's after, you know, half of that. I think he would want something similar. So I think that maybe makes it a bit more complicated, but from a footballing sense, I don't think it is complicated. I think the footballing sense is, regardless of what happens, you three are playing for us next season. Mm. That would be my sort of view on it. And I know a lot of people would disagree with that and say, no, cash in if they're not going to sign the contract. I would say you're playing for us next season regardless. And ideally, I'd want Van Dijk and Salah playing beyond that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I want to pick up on that, actually, because the Salah one in particular, let's focus on that. Obviously, there is, of course, the danger then, if he was to stick around next season without a new deal, there is the danger you let him walk away for free next summer, which is something Liverpool have done in the past with certain footballers. Obviously, we've seen Gini Wijnaldum,
etc.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So it's not unheard of, even from a Liverpool's point of view, but with someone like Salah, I mean, I think we're all anticipating or expecting the Saudi interest at a minimum to come along again. And if we do start talking, you know, crazy figures like a 150, do you think there is a world whereby FSG, Liverpool, do turn that money down?
Well, he did last summer. I mean, albeit it seemed to emerge a little bit. The timing of it was a bit, I think, was a factor in that. It came quite late in the window, didn't it? Some of the offers actually came
after our deadline.
On deadline day, one of them, wasn't it? So I could completely understand why they would turn that down if it was to come at the start of the summer. I always find it's very interesting when you get sort of, a lot of people, they have certainty about Salah, don't they? We saw Richie Keys last year and, you know what he was saying, but I think we've seen me, though, this season. Oh, it's already done. It isn't, you know, because we told that last season, weren't we? You know, it's all going to be agreed. So, but if Salah was to say, look, I'm not signing a new contract, and then an offer comes early in the transfer window, then, yeah, I can see a world where Liverpool say, okay, that's too much, you know. Mm. I personally wouldn't.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't, and I know that, I might make me in the minority. I would still go, well, what use is that money to us, really, in terms of we're not going to get someone better than you, plays more games than you and scores more goals than you. But I can, yeah, there is a possibility that Liverpool do that most definitely. And I still keep going back to the Salah's sort of competitive spirit and sort of mindset. I don't see why what's in it for him beyond finances and sort of, you know, maybe taking a little bit of the pressure off him to go to Saudi at this stage. You know, 30, early 30s, still playing at such a high level, huge player. I don't know what's in it for him.
No, that's a good point. It doesn't smack of somebody who wants less pressure, does he?
No.
So I get that entirely. I guess, you know, to spin it another way, not so much from his point of view, but from a Saudi Pro League point of view, it's clear to see why they'd be move heaven and earth to get him.
Yeah, and there's obviously the talk about De Bruyne, isn't there? There's another one. I mean, they would be two massively symbolic signings in terms of, like, we're basically taking the Premier League's two best players. Yeah. If you're doing that, we've already got Cristiano Ronaldo and Neymar and another. It makes more sense for the Saudi Pro League, certainly, than it would for Salah. You know, I would have a lot of sort of, it would be an underwhelming way for Salah to leave Liverpool, would be my sort of thing of, like, really, you know, not that it would diminish anything that he ever did for the club, but it would be one of them that, like, I don't know, I'd feel he'd jump too soon, would be my thing. I'd be like, you had 4 or 5 more years there, you could have won 2 more Champions Leagues, 2 more Premier Leagues, you could have gone on to another European club and, you know, I think Liverpool fans would go, okay, fair enough. I think if it would just feel a little bit like against what he's all been about over the last 10 years.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Interesting.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.